Time to talk TV now. 4 years ago, The Slap was a huge hit for the ABC. And now another Christos Sholkos novel, Barracuda, will be adapted for the small screen. And that was just one of the highlights, the announcements last night from the ABC of our new TV slate for 2016. Our TV critic David Knox stands before me in the breakfast studios this morning, which is a nice change. Hello, Dave.
Good morning to you, Fran.
Barracuda, it's one of two new dramas on the ABC lineup next year. What can we expect from this, do you
think? So this is, as you say, based on the novel by Christos Sholkos, an unflinching look at Australia's national obsession with sporting heroes. I think it's based around a young swimmer. I haven't read the book, so there will be a couple of young new actors in the lead roles. Rachel Griffiths is also in there, produced by Matchbox Pictures, who've done Glitch and The Slap, etc. The other one I'm very excited about is called Clever Man. I have seen some footage of this, a trailer for this. It's set in the near future in Sydney and I think elsewhere, where a species from an ancient mythology must live amongst humans and battle for survival. Now, I don't want to say sci-fi because I think that puts the wrong impression in their minds, but it is futuristic. It does have indigenous themes. It looks quite massive, and it's actually going to also get a screening on the Sundance Channel in the US. It's got Ian Glenn from Game of Thrones, Frances O'Connor, Deborah Mailman. So it sounds very ambitious, but I'm very excited about Clever Man.
Are there links with that to the company that produced Redfern Now?
No, this is produced by a different company, Goalpost Pictures. Other dramas returning, we'll get more Jack Irish, Janet King, Dr. Blake, Rake and The Code. I don't know about Miss Fisher. We haven't yet heard about Miss Fisher. And overseas dramas, another Broadchurch, would you believe? Also, Call the Midwife, Doc Martin and Vera. So lots of drama.
I hope the next Broadchurch is better than the last one. It makes more sense anyway. Somehow I found it strangely compelling, but I couldn't make sense of it. What about comedy? The ABC is commissioning 6 pilots coming up, but only one of them is going to make a series, is that right?
Well, this is interesting. They're doing what they're calling this
trial by pilot
comedy showroom. Look, I guess it's a strategic way to spend money, and it's not. These are not the only comedies they're doing, but they will be, I presume, over a week. I don't know, but we'll get new comedies by Eddie Perfect, Ronnie Cheng, Lawrence Mooney, the girls who've done the catering show, and then the audience will choose one of those to become a series.
The ABC audience,
yeah. So the audience will have some input into that. We're also getting Upper Middle Bogan is back. There'll be more Soulmates. Sean McAuliffe is back. I'm not hearing any Utopia for 2016, but I think maybe 2017 for that one.
So that's interesting. We all become commissioning editors to some degree.
I guess it's about hearing what the audience wants.
Yeah, good work. Channel 10, it's announced its lineup for next year too. What's in store on 10?
Yeah, look, 10 is really rebuilding, Fran, on their success of 2015. So they've renewed lots of things like Shark Tank, Gogglebox, I'm a Celebrity. The new shows that they did are back. There is a new drama, finally, from Channel 10 called The Wrong Girl, based on a book by Zoe Foster Blake about where Jessica Murray will play a TV producer who decides to take a sabbatical from men but falls in love with a TV chef.
Jessica Murray, she's also making another appearance in another Love Child.
She's doing Love Child for Channel 9, so she's going to be a very busy girl next year. She will be on two networks. We're also getting the Australian version, well, the third actually attempt of Australian Survivor. We actually had one on 7, we had one on 9, but they're going to do another one on 10. Overseas, this will be produced, which you really need a tropical setting to do this show right. And I love this. Nigella Lawson will be a guest chef on MasterChef next year.
Wow, so that's a good get, isn't it? It is. Gogglebox. Tell me, what do you make of Gogglebox? Oh,
I really like Gogglebox. I think on paper it doesn't sound like a good idea, but once you watch those families and you see their reactions, it's sort of like putting ourselves on the couch and they're saying the things we feel about the shows we're watching. Look, it's TV looking at TV, so I have a bit of a fondness for that, which is probably distinct from The Man in the Street.
I guess. Well, it's pretty popular. They're bringing it back. This week, Channel 9's main channel shifts to HD. Now, this is a big deal, isn't it?
This is a really big deal. A lot of viewers have been saying, why are we looking at our dramas and our documentaries in standard definition? We've all got the high-def TVs. So it's finally happening tomorrow. 9 is the first channel to switch their primary channel to high definition. You may need to rescan your TV tomorrow, yes.
I don't have to touch my television controls.
A lot of them are automatic these days. So it's a case-by-case scenario there. But 9 will be in HD on 90. Now, if you don't have a high-definition TV, it will still be in standard definition on channel 91.
So you might have to rescan.
There is also a new lifestyle channel launching tomorrow called 9 Life. So they've got Gem, they've got Go. They're now going to have Life tomorrow as well. So it's quite a big day for your TVs tomorrow.
Yeah, and just very briefly, because I want to get your picks in, but how much different will it look? What will it change?
Well, you'll see better quality of vision and of sound. And I think that's the frustration, is that our dramas and our documentaries, I mean, even our sport, you know, the cricket's about to start on 9, I think, on next week. So you'll see better vision of the cricket from next week. So
better catches.
And a lot, other channels will be doing this as well, but 9 is the first as from tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. And your picks for this week, David?
Well, as you say, it is White Ribbon Day, so we get part 2 of Hitting Home, which is, again, compelling viewing tonight. But also, Foxtel is also doing something for White Ribbon Day. They have a documentary with Rosie Batty tonight called The Nice House. This is really well produced, made by someone from the Victorian College of the Arts. Also, it's the last day of the ratings year on Saturday, so I want to give you a bit of whimsy. The Sound of Music 50 Years on Angela Bishop goes to Salzburg for this reunion of original cast members, including Nicholas Hammond. That will be followed by the movie. It all, you know, it's the sort of movie you can at least watch once a year, I think. So Saturday night on Channel 10.
Okay, David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Knox, tvtonight.com.au is his site. If you want to hear more, read more about his television news and insights, David Knox.